This is Robert Conrad speaking from the pavilion of the Blossom Music Center and inviting you to listen to another broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Lauren Mazel, music director and conductor. This program, part of the 1976 season of the Blossom Music Festival, will be under the baton of Mr. Mazel, who has chosen an all-Prokofiev program, including excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64, the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the Left Hand, Opus 53, and the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major, Opus 100. The soloist in the concerto will be Leon Fleischer. This all-Prokofiev program will begin with excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64. We'll hear the Montagues and Capulets, Dance of the Five Couples, Dance of the Girls with Lilies, and Death of Tybalt. Prokofiev began his ballet Romeo and Juliet, a work in four acts and nine tableaux, in 1934, and completed the score of the entire work in September of 1935. The music was first performed in October in the Beethoven Hall of the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow to much acclaim. Yet, as the composer's biographer Nyestev reports, the ballet was not accepted for production immediately. Many people in the theater considered the music so complex as to be virtually incompatible with the requirements of the dance. There is no tale of greater woe than the Prokofiev music for Romeo, one listener remarked. The music was already well known in its concert versions when the first production took place at the Kirov Theater in Leningrad on January 11, 1940. After the initial performance of the music in 1935, the composer prepared two suites from the work and a third as late as 1945. Conductors in the last 20 years have frequently made their own selection of excerpts, adding new suites to the repertoire. On May 12, 1973, Lauren Mazel conducted the Cleveland Orchestra in the first Cleveland performance of the complete score at a special concert. A recording was subsequently made and released in a three-record set by London. As the first such integral recording of the music, and as Mr. Mazel's first recording with this orchestra for London. That album won prizes in France, Holland, and England, and three Grammy nominations in the United States. A single disc album of excerpts is available on London also. Concertmaster Daniel Majewski has come on stage, the orchestra has tuned, and now we're awaiting the appearance of music director Lauren Mazel to begin this Cleveland Orchestra concert from the Blossom Music Center with excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet by Prokofiev. Here is Mr. Mazel. Those were excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64, by Sergei Prokofiev, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell. We heard Montagues and Capulets, Dance of the Five Couples, Dance of the Girls with Lilies, and Death of Tybalt. Mr. Marzell is back on stage. The orchestra is standing as he bows to the audience. As he said, there is a recording by the Cleveland Orchestra of the complete score of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. It's on London. And there is also a single disc album of excerpts from the ballet. The Romeo and Juliet excerpts were the opening work on this Cleveland Orchestra concert from the Blossom Music Center. And now we turn to the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the left hand, Opus 53 by Prokofiev. Leon Fleischer will be the soloist. The fourth of Prokofiev's five piano concertos, a sixth for two pianos was left incomplete, was composed in 1931 when he was still living in Paris. Commissioned by the one-armed pianist Paul Wittgenstein, the work was left unperformed until after Prokofiev's death in 1953. The premiere took place on September 5, 1956 in Berlin with the pianist Siegfried Rapp, who had also lost his right arm. The first performances in the United States were in March of 1958 by Rudolf Serkin and the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy conducting. Edward Downes has observed that Prokofiev's fourth piano concerto has enjoyed a rather extraordinary history. In 1931, Paul Wittgenstein, the pianist who lost his right arm in World War I, remained adamant in the continuation of his concert career. Determined not to abandon his pianistic activities, Wittgenstein commissioned pieces for the left hand from a number of distinguished composers. From Ravel, he got a masterpiece, the Concerto for the Left Hand. Strauss supplied him with a curiosity. Schmidt contributed a delicate, if somewhat faded, quintet for piano and strings. And there were other works by Korngold, Brown, Labor, Walker, and Gall, as well as the Prokofiev fourth piano concerto. Now here is Leon Fleischer, followed by Lauren Marzell, for the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the left hand, Opus 53, by Prokofiev.
Thank you.
That was the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the Left Hand, Opus 53, by Prokofiev, as played by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell. Leon Fleischer was the soloist. Here is Leon Fleischer for Solo Bow. He was born in San Francisco on July 23, 1928. He began to study the piano at four with Lev Shor and gave a recital before he was seven. He made his first important public appearance at the age of 14 with the San Francisco Symphony under Pierre Monteur and followed it with what he considers to be his official debut at a concert of the New York Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra in 1944. George Sell introduced him to the Cleveland public at concerts at Severance Hall in October of 1946. In fall of 1959, the Peabody Conservatory of Music appointed the pianist as artist in residence and later as professor of music. In the late 1960s, Mr. Fleischer began to devote himself to the considerable literature for the piano left hand, both solo and with orchestra. And in 1970, he also turned to conducting in earnest, directing concerts of the Lincoln Center Mozart Festival. Since then, he has won distinction as a guest conductor with the Boston Symphony, the Cincinnati Symphony, and others. For a number of seasons, he has been serving as associate conductor of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and as director of the Theater Chamber Players of Washington, D.C., and the Annapolis Symphony. That performance of the Piano Concerto No. 4 by Prokofiev brings us to the intermission of this all-Prokofiev concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. We heard on the first part of this Cleveland Orchestra concert excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64, and the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the Left Hand, Opus 53, by Prokofiev. The soloist in the concerto was Leon Fleischer. Following the intermission, Lauren Marzell will return to conduct the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major, Opus 100, by Prokofiev. And now we're awaiting the appearance of Lauren Marzell to conclude this all-Prokofiev concert with the Symphony No. 5 in B-flat major, Opus 100. The stage door is opening, and now here is Mr. Marzell.
Mr. Keith was there. He sat beside Madame Steinlin, who, being a fair performer herself, was listening with rapture to Mueller's strains.
That was the Symphony No. 5 in D-flat major, Opus 100 by Prokofiev, as performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by Lauren Marzell. Mr. Marzell is coming back on stage. He asks the orchestra to stand, then mounts the podium and bows to the audience. During the summer months, Mr. Marzell has been active in Europe. He directed a series of concerts with the Paris Orchestra and the New Philharmonia of London. With the latter ensemble, he conducted Mahler's Second Symphony, as well as orchestral concerts with Ennio Gilels, Vladimir Ashkenazy, and Alexis Beisenberg. He also made recordings of operas by Massenet and Puccini, with casts featuring Beverly Sills, Cheryl Mills, Paquito Domingo, Tito Gobbi, Marilyn Horne, and Renata Scotto. Incidentally, for the recording of Massenet's Thais with Miss Sills, Mr. Marzell himself played the famous violin solo in the opera The Meditation. Mr. Marzell was recently named principal guest conductor of the New Philharmonia Orchestra of London. And so, with the playing of the Symphony No. 5, we come to the conclusion of this all Prokofiev concert by the Cleveland Orchestra. Earlier, we heard excerpts from the ballet Romeo and Juliet, Opus 64, and the Piano Concerto No. 4 for the Left Hand, Opus 53, with Leon Fleischer as the soloist. The conductor was Lauren Marzell.